节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Summer， 今天我先考你几个词啊，看你知不知道他们的意思。
Okay, sure, fire away.
All right, the first one is presentation.
哎，这个测试也太没难度了。Presentation 就是我们平常做 PPT 的演示啊，展示。
哎呀，别急嘛，难度慢慢升级啊。Okay, the second one is cue, C-U-E-Q.
Okay, 就是别 cue 我 Don't call my name. Don't make me do something in public.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the third one, emo, which is a buzzword these days.
Emo, 哦，就是一个人默默的哭。
看来家里通网了啊。
对，
这个 emo 呢，就是表示有一点点忧郁，心情不佳啊。That's quite easy to guess. Okay, so now the last word, sonder.
Sonder, how do you spell it?
S-O-N-D-E-R, Sonder.
Okay, you got me on this one. I don't know the word. What does it mean?
其实啊，刚刚问你的几个词呢 ,presentation, cue, emo, 其实都是语言中的介词和造词。那这个介词呢不是 in on 这个介词啊，而是 borrowed word, 从其他的语言当中借过来的词。
嗯，对。像英语中呢很多词啊，比如说是从法语啊、德语啊，甚至还有我们的粤语中借过去的。就是因为有借，然后这个语言才是灵活不断发展的。所以刚刚那个 sonder 也是借的词，对吗？
嗯，这个词更独特，它是人造词。The word was made by a man named John Koenig, and he even invented a dictionary, the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows.
Obscure Sorrows 就是难以描述的情感。所以这个 John 他自己造词，然后还编了一本字典。
Right. He thinks the English language is a magnificent sponge.And for that, it has many holes. His job is to fill the holes in the language, to give a name to emotions we all might experience, but yet don't have a word for.
这个比喻很有意思啊。嗯，这里的 sponge 是海绵 ,hole 是海绵上的洞。所以他是把语言呢比喻成海绵，那他做的就是把洞填满，就是给那些我们都有过的感受造一个词。就像我们中文也一样，每年都有新词，然后新词也能获得大家的共鸣。比如我们有什么社交恐惧症啊、爷青回啊等等。
嗯、So I think it's a good thing, because in this way, we'll find out that we're not the only one. We're experiencing certain feelings, we can talk about that.
Yeah, we're not alone. We define words, and words are also defining us.
没错，我们给单词定义，但同时呢，单词也在定义我们，一下子升华了啊。
像我们聊到语言发展就停不下来，不过我们还是继续来看看刚刚那个 sonder 到底是什么意思，然后聊一聊还有哪些和感情相关的表达吧。
嗯 Okay, so let's talk about the word sonder. Its definition is the realization that each random passerby is living a life as vivid and complex as your own, populated with your own ambitions, friends, routines, worries, and craziness.
Okay, so in shortEveryone has a story.
Exactly. 简单来说呢 ,Sonder 就是意识到每个人都有自己的故事。那 passerby 它指的是路人。Their life is as vivid and complex as yours. Vivid and complex 是说生活的生动和复杂。每个路人的生活都不逊色于你。
嗯，我大概理解这个意思了。因为像平常我们都觉得自己是生活的主角，别人都是配角，但其实呢，每个人都是自己生命的主角。We're all the main character, and you yourself are an extra in someone else's story.
对，尤其是小时候啊，还觉得自己不仅是主人公，还一定是英雄呢。只是最后呢，还是向现实妥协了。那主角呢，就是 main character, 配角就是 extra。
嗯。那每个人的生活都充满自己的雄心壮志，朋友、日常生活、担忧和疯狂。像这里的充满呀，除了用 filled with, 刚刚定义里呢，我们用到的是 populated with ambitions, friends, routines, worries, and craziness.
对，那 population 是指人口，那 be populated with 就是有很多人，所以就是充满。 那这个 Sander 我觉得还是很贴切的，比如逛博物馆呢，就会觉得每个人都有故事。 A trip to museum would make me have the feeling of Sander.
Okay, so besides the word Sander, what other words do you find interesting?
Here's one, Carol Scalarosis.
好难读啊这个词
很多造的词用了拉丁语希腊语都会比较难读啊这个 Kaloskalosis This word means the moment you realize that you're happy is the moment that happiness dissolves 当你意识到快乐的那一刻呢就是快乐开始消失的时候
啊，这种感觉好悲伤啊、But it's true, it's very accurate
因为这些词在口语当中还是用的比较少的、所以呢接下来我们可以来看看更高频的表达悲伤的一些词组
Okay, so let's talk about sadness. And when talking about sadness, there's a color we often use, that's blue. 蓝色在表达情绪的时候啊，通常就是悲伤，不开心。
Right, we say feel blue. For example, I was feeling blue yesterday.
Why did you have the blues?
I was going to eat rice noodles for dinner, but it was sold out.
吃货的悲伤。Okay, 那这个 blue 在用的时候啊，两个表达都可以，可以用 feel blue or have the blues.
And there are some similar phrases with the word down to mean sadness. Down 是向下的，那也经常用来说一个人的情绪是向下的，不开心的。For example, we say down in the mouth, down in the dumps, or just feel down.
对 feel down.感觉自己不开心的 down in the mouth 嘴巴都是向下撇的那也是不开心 down in the dumps dumps 是垃圾桶你难过的心情都像躺到垃圾桶里面了、So all the phrases can mean unhappy or sad
And here's another one I like Face like a wet weekend
Face like a wet weekend Wet 是湿的所以是说你的脸像是一个湿的周末这个很贴切
对吧周末都想天气好嘛那如果下雨了呢、肯定不开心啊 So you're sad and depressed
Okay, so how do you use the word?、
For example, Summer, your face is like a wet weekend, what's wrong?
Got it So like Nora's walking around with a face like a wet weekend What happened to her?
Exactly Okay, 那我们今天就聊了可以表示悲伤的新词、人造词，还有口语中大家能用的表达。
They're very useful, but hopefully you don't use them too often.
Right, don't be down in the dumps, smile.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。